Good morning and welcome back to the Sanford Center 2016-17 Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament, Pee Wee A Tournament, one of the best premier tournaments in Minnesota. Kelly Schultz with you here on PaulBunyanHockey.net, courtesy of the Beaver Radio Network. Saw a great game earlier today with the Headwaters bracket, Wayzata defeating Superior 6-3. Lots of penalties called, however. Don't like that, but nonetheless, a great battle between two very good teams who obviously played well enough to get to a championship bracket today. Game two of our day, the Blue Ox Championship between Egan and East Grand Forks. Egan got here by beating Bismarck Red 5-0 yesterday late afternoon. East Grand Forks defeated Brainerd 5-3 yesterday as well. Bismarck and Brainerd will play in the consolation championship over at the Bemidji Community Arena. We will get you your starting lineups. We send it down to ice level for our starting lineups between Egan and East Grand Forks in the Blue Ox Championship.
Visitors on the scoreboard, the East Grand Forks PWAs. Starting in goal, number 31, Elijah Colstow. Starting at defense, number 6, Landon Wojtke. At the other defense, number 9, Trey Osmus. Starting at right wing, number 5, Finley Lizakowski. At left wing, number 8, Caleb Schmiedeberg. And starting at center, number 7, Zachary Stocker. And the rest of your East Grand Forks PWAs, coached by Alex Robertson and Jason Hearn. And now for the home team on the scoreboard, the Egan Wildcats. Starting in goal, number 15, Ryan Manzella. Starting at D, number 11, Eric Picha. At the other D, number 2, Hank Martin. Starting at forward, number 5, Leighton Olson. Number 9, Nicholas Cron. And the other forward, number 10, Dylan Hedward. And the rest of your Wildcats, coached by Mario Munoz, Patrick Sparks, and Derek Grogan. Let's play hockey.
All right, there you have it. Your starting lineups today for Egan versus East Grand Forks in the Blue Ox bracket. Taking a look at some of the results from Friday's pool play for East Grand Forks. They defeated Wayzata 7-3. Egan lost a bit or tied Bismarck White. Then Saturday's pool play, East Grand Forks lost to Hermantown 12-2. While Egan lost to St. Cloud 7-1. Late Saturday saw East Grand Forks defeat Brainerd 5-3. Egan defeat Bismarck 5-0. That's how these two teams got here today. And we are underway. East Grand Forks had won the opening faceoff. Egan wearing white jerseys with royal blue accents, royal blue pants, white socks. East Grand Forks and green. And quickly the green get on the scoreboard. Just lifted over the left shoulder of the goaltender, Ryan Manzella. We'll get you the official scoring. The East Grand Forks Pee Wee A's. Green, Kelly Green,
scoring
and
East Grand Forks at the 25-second mark of the first period. Number 5, Finley Lizakowski. Unassisted.
So just 25 seconds into the hockey game, a 1-0 lead for East Grand Forks over Egan. That's a beautiful shot by Lizakowski. From the bottom of the right circle. Another big save made there by the goaltender for Egan as he had Gage Seidel right out in front of him. Tried to pop that one past him. Face off, left circle. Now of Egan territory. Picked up by Egan's best like. Over to the near corner as Egan tries to clear it out of their zone. Nearly turned over. It'll be picked up in the corner by Acker. Seth Acker with the puck. Skates it over to the near corner. Back to the blue line. Finds Tollefson. Tollefson winds up and fires. Oh, just trickles right through the crease. East Grand Forks trying to make it a quick two-goal lead. Still 1-0 with 15:37 to play here in the first. We're going to get a penalty called as Egan touches up the puck. Actually, East Grand Forks touched up the puck. And the first penalty of the day. Against East Grand Forks in this game, too, I should say. Had lots of penalties called in the first game.
First period, a two-minute penalty to East Grand Forks, number 15, Brock Magnell, for tripping.
Tripping the call.
Magnell, 2 minutes tripping.
So a power play coming up. They throw that on the scoreboard. Face-off won by East Grand Forks. Egan goes on a power play here. And offsides will be the call. We'll try that face-off outside the blue line yet once again. Actually, they're going to bring it out to the center line, but over to the far side, just north of the... or the top of Bucky Beaver logo at the center ice. 15:13 to play, 1-0 East Grand Forks. A shot and a goal, shorthanded for EGF. And that one will get credited to number 10, Justin Overgaard. Team 10, the time of the goal.
At the 1:50 mark of the first period, East Grand Forks goal scored by number 7, Zachary Stocker, unassisted. That's Stocker with a short-handed goal, unassisted.
Oh, they're giving it to number 7, Zachary Stocker. I thought it went off of the stick of Justin Overgaard. I stand corrected. 14:36 to play, a 2-0 lead. They have not put the goal up on the scoreboard just yet. And they still have a penalty time. Oh, it was a shorthanded goal. I'll take that back. So a shorthanded goal scored by East Grand Forks. Egan on a power play for 44 seconds. Backhanded shot taken by the Wildcats, Nicholas Crum. Kept in play by Harms. In the near corner. Collected there by Lockenmeyer. Along the near wall now, Harms keeps it in play. He'll send it to the back wall, and that'll be fired all the way up the ice by East Grand Forks. Chasing it down will be Gus Gleick. East Grand Forks back to full strength, 2-0 our score as East Grand Forks had struck at the 25-second mark of the hockey game and then scored a shorthanded goal at the 1:53 mark. or 151 mark, excuse me, to make it a 2-0 hockey game here with 13:09 to play. Egan with a shot attempt inside the right circle. Back the other way, here comes East Grand Forks. Lizakowski, he's already got one goal. His shot blocked. Nice big block there by Eric Picha. And Egan will carry the puck up the ice. Here comes Kron. Kron in on the right wing side, fires a shot. Glove save made by the goaltender, Elijah Kolstow. Thanks to our great sponsors of our Paul Bunyan Hockey Tournament broadcast here on paulbunyanhockey.com, Coca-Cola of Bemidji, Glass Doctor, Higgins Heating, and McDonald's. Two locations here in Bemidji. Brand new location over by the Paul Bunyan Mall. If you haven't been there, it's beautiful. East Grand Forks racing up the ice with the puck is Trey Osmus. At the back wall, centering pass out in front. Big save made there by Manzella. East Grand tries to keep it alive. It bounced over the stick of Osmus at the blue line. UGF had to regroup. Fired the puck into the offensive zone. Not everybody was out. We get an offside call against the green team. I always love it when teams have nicknames. East Grand Forks doesn't have their nickname listed. Just East Grand Forks Pee Wee A's. Egan is the Wildcats. Earlier today it was the Spartans and the Trojans. It kind of felt like I was back in the old Roman days with those two teams. Of course, in the Headwaters bracket earlier today, it was a 6-3 win by Wayzata over Superior. We'll get you caught up with the scores and the consolation rounds coming up a little later. Egan trying to fire that one in. It was deflected high. Egan trying to get back in to this hockey game, and a big glove save as Polstow gets pushed back into his net after the whistle had blown. Faceoff, right circle of East Grand Forks territory. East Grand Seth Ocker won the draw. They'll try to clear it out. Picked up now by Afshari. They'll send it up the ice. Intercepted there by Kron. Kron inside of his own zone. Luckily didn't have anybody wearing green near him. Almost turned the puck over. And nice play there. Up the ice. Here comes Kron. Kron all alone waiting for his teammates to go off for a change. We'll get a little help there. From Harms. Now DeMarche drives it around to the far wall. It's intercepted. East Grand Forks will exit their zone. Long headman pass finds Afshari. And on the right wing side, he'll get bumped off the play, and here comes Egan back the other way. DeMarche in on the left wing side. His pass intercepted. Here comes Osmus out of the zone. He'll fire that one up the ice. It bounced off the stick of the goaltender, Manzella, and he almost turned it back over to East Grand Forks. Egan will try to get the puck back. Over on the far half wall, tied up underneath four skaters. Broken free. And here comes Egan's Alex Lockenmeyer. He'll skate it in all alone into the East Grand Forks end of the ice. It's bumped off of it briefly by Osmus. And Osmus will intercept and carry it out all the way up the ice. Schmiedenberg. Driven through traffic over to the near corner. Inside Egan territory. 2-0. East Grand Forks leads. 9:53 to play here in the first. Blue Ox Championship Bracket of the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament in Bemidji, Minnesota. These two teams playing on the same ice as Bemidji State University men's and women's hockey play on. Of course, the folks from East Grand Forks might know a few people from the BSU women's hockey team. like head coach Jim Scanlon. Coached the high school team there in East Grand Forks for many years. And, of course, Haley Mack, a former East Grand Forks girls hockey player, now playing with Bemidji State. Of course, ooh, nice shot there from the blue line by Tollefson. Went off the blocker of Manzella. Big save. Collected again by Tollefson. This shot hit traffic. Big save made by Manzella. Wow, that was a blast. Egan trying to make a change. East Grand Forks trying to take advantage. Up the ice. Here comes Ocker. Ocker with a shot. Oh, sprawling out and making a save is Ryan Manzella of Egan. So Ocker came to the bottom of the left circle, or right circle, excuse me. 8:33 to play here in the first. 2-0 East Grand Forks. Egan will break out of their zone. Up the ice, here comes Mason. Mason drives that one down low, right side. It'll slide all the way to the left corner. Collected there by Egan's Leighton Olson. Olson gets poke checked off of the play. Along the near half wall. Now Harms, his shot. Pad save made. Oh, sprawling play there by Colstow. Here the crowd going crazy there. We've got a lot of folks from East Grand Forks here today. Obviously only a 2-hour drive to Bemidji. And the shot was blocked at the blue line. Up the ice comes racing off Shari, but he got beat to the puck by the Egan player, Gus Gleick. Now Egan with the puck inside the offensive zone. Backhanded shot! Oh, big rebound came out in front of the net of Colstow, and Egan wasn't able to put it away. They had Kron and Lackenmeyer. They're trying to shove the puck in. Now Harms keeps it alive on the near half wall. Shot was blocked and then stolen. Up the ice, here comes Osmus. Osmus in on the left wing side of Egan territory. He gets past one defender, tries to slide that one back behind the goalie. Another big save by Manzella. He'll come up with two big rebound saves there. Trying to keep his team in this one. Down to nothing quick here in this first period as East Grand Forks struck just 25 seconds in, and then another goal came at 1:51. Both goals unassisted. Liz Zukowski with the first one. Stocker with the shorthanded breakaway. The second goal. 2-0. 6:54 to play here in this first period of our Blue Ox Championship bracket between East Grand Forks and Egan. Sent down low from the blue line by Sam Frost. Tied up underneath four skaters. Egan will break it free. Goyle drives that one all the way up the ice. We're going to get an icing call here. Again, Liz Zukowski unassisted. That was a beautiful shot, folks. It came 25 seconds in. He was at the bottom of the right circle and went upper shelf. Not often you see a Pee Wee player be able to lift a puck like that, but found a seam and tapped one in quick. Since then, though, Egan has looked really sharp. They've had some good looks. And their goalie, Manzella, has come up with some spectacular highlight reel sort of saves. As has Colstow. 6:03 to play here in the first. 2-0 East Grand Forks leads. Puck's going to sail past everyone. It'll end up on the stick of Colstow. He's going to sweep it over to the right corner. Picked up by Egan's Lackenmeyer. Dan Lackenmeyer in the near corner. Tries to skate around a couple of these Grand Forks players. Mason will collect it in the far corner. He has it stolen. Kept in there at the blue line by Gleick. Nice play there by Egan. They'll have to collect it out at center. Harms drives it right back down low behind the net of Polstow. Nice poke check by Egan. Puck's going to sail, though, out to neutral ice. Icha drives that one toward the net. Stick save made by Polstow. He's Grand Forks. Seidel. Carry back into Egan territory. Bottom of the left circle, now at the back wall. Over to the right circle. Shot taken by Schmiedenberg. Sailed wide. Egan will pop it out. Here comes Kron up the ice all alone. Trying to get the breakaway, and he gets the shot off, but he had two defenders catch up with him. At that point, it was Stocker and Tollefson who kept him from getting one past Polstow. 4:19 to play here in our first period of the Blue Ox. Game two of our full-day coverage of the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament on paulbunyanhockey.com. Courtesy of the Beaver Radio Network as well. I'm Kelly Schultz, voice of Bemidji State University women's hockey for 10 years. This is always one of my favorite weekends during what is typically a break for the WCHA women's hockey. I get a chance to watch some future, hopefully future, WCHA players or NCHC players if you're from that Grand Forks area. The Beavers have been on break. It'll be a month before they're back in action on the women's side. Beaver men were in Anchorage last night, making their way to Bowling Green here in the next day or two. Their plane, I believe, landed in Chicago early this morning. After splitting with Anchorage, the Beaver men's hockey team ranked number 13 in the country right now. Off to a great year. Of course, they typically play against the University of North Dakota each year, at least once. Oh, what a play there by Egan. East Grand Forks trying to clear the puck out from the slot. Got some big plays. And that puck will bounce all the way up the ice. They call icing against East Grand Forks. 2-0. East Grand Forks leads Egan here with 3:05 left in the first period. Beaver men's hockey number one in the WCHA in standings. Beaver women's hockey 7th out of 8. Face off right circle. East Grand Forks overguard with the puck. At the back wall, being pestered there by Wedward. Finally broken out of the zone by EGF. Driven right back in by Egan. Stolen by Frost. East Grand Forks will have to chase the puck back into their own zone. 2:30 to play here in the first. 2-0. East Grand Forks. Goals by Lizakowski and Stocker. Stocker's was a shorthanded goal. Lizakowski's came just 25 seconds into the hockey game. And since then, Egan has been able to play some good defense and offense, keeping this game a low-scoring game. Egan breaks it out of their zone, collected out at center. It's stolen by Overgaard, driven into Egan territory. Zachary Stocker wasn't able to get the shot off. He was being bothered there by one of the Egan players. I believe it was Lackenmeyer. Egan will drive the puck all the way up the ice. And icing called. They don't have the same rules as college.
In consolation play at the Bemidji Community Arena this morning, Bismarck, White, Capitals white team,
defeated Virginia Blue Devils 4-2.
So there you have it. There's one of your scores from earlier today. The Bismarck White team winners over Virginia. In the Headwaters consolation. While Wayzata defeated Superior for the... Oh, nice steal there. Inside the slot, the steal by Egan's. Wilson Mason. Tried to go backhand to the top of the crease. He was stopped there by Colstow. East Grand Forks struck just under the first 2 minutes, both of their goals. And like I said, since then, it's been a fun hockey game to watch. Some great back and forth action and some good goaltending as well.
1 minute remaining in the game, in the period. 1 minute in the period.
1 minute left in the period, a turnover. Here's East Grand Forks with the chance. Stocker with a shot and a save by Manzella. 43.2 seconds left here. And then we'll take a break. They will resurface the ice. Backhanded shot by Kron. It was sent aside by Colstow. East Grand Forks will break out of their zone. The pass just missing. Egan will intercept. Martin drives it into the offensive zone. His team will peel off for a partial change as Kron stays out there. And that'll do it, folks, for period number one. 2-0. East Grand Forks leads after one period of play. The Blue Ox Championship round or bracket of the...
Saves in the first period for East Grand Forks. Colstow 10 for the Egan Wildcats. Ryan Manzella 12.
So Colstow making 10 saves there in that first. Manzella making 12 saves. And like I said, it was a great goaltending matchup. Despite Manzella giving up those two quick goals to East Grand Forks, he's looked solid since then. Colstow coming up with some spectacular saves on the other end of the ice. And we've seen a pretty good hockey game here so far. We take a break. They'll throw 10 minutes up on the scoreboard. These two teams will get a chance to catch their breath. We'll get some new ice, and we'll be back with more hockey here on PaulBunyanHockey.com. It's the 2016 Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament here on our New Year's Day.
The Coca-Cola Bottling Company welcomes everyone to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament and wishes the best to all the teams playing this year. We proudly support our youth hockey program and the Bemidji Youth Hockey Association for all the hard work they do to help young players learn the fundamentals of hockey, promote teamwork, and fair play. We hope that all of our visiting teams have the opportunity to enjoy the area and the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola. Good luck from everyone at Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Bemidji.
The Glass Doctor of Bemidji would like to wish all of the teams participating in the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament the best of luck as your team strives for a championship. Just a reminder that the Glass Doctor is a place to go for all your glass repair and replacement needs for auto, residential, or light commercial work. Walk-ins welcome or call for an appointment. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. The Glass Doctor of Bemidji.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint.
Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Commercial Refrigeration encourages all of the young hockey players playing in the tournament this weekend to follow the principles of good teamwork, fair play, and fun. They welcome all of those who are in town for the tournament.
Higgins Heating is Bemidji's premier Lennox dealer since 1946 and handles the best in heating and cooling system for both commercial and residential needs. For quality products and professional service, call Higgins Heating of Bemidji.
McDonald's of Bemidji would like to welcome all the teams, families, and fans of youth hockey to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament this weekend. McDonald's invites you to stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner while spending time in Bemidji at one of their two locations. McDonald's is a proud supporter of youth hockey and wishes all the players the best of luck as you compete in the tournament this weekend. Good luck to all the players this weekend from McDonald's.
Welcome back to the Sanford Center here in Bemidji, Minnesota. Kelly Schultz with you on PaulBunyanHockey.com and courtesy of the Beaver Radio Network, home of Bemidji State University men's and women's athletics. We do men's and women's hockey, basketball, football, soccer, baseball, and softball. We are waiting for East Grand Forks and Egan to return to the ice for period number two. East Grand Forks leading Egan 2-0 after one period of play. EGF got off to a quick start, scoring just 25 seconds into the first. Finley Lizakowski put one in upper shelf over the head of Manzella to make it 1-0 quickly. And then East Grand Forks would be trying to kill off a penalty and would score a shorthanded goal unassisted by Zachary Stocker at the 1:51 mark. That is your scoring from the first period. Elijah Colstow of East Grand Forks with 10 saves in that first, while his counterpart at the other end of the ice, Ryan Manzella, with 12 saves. Two teams will switch sides as East Grand Forks will be defending my right. They'll be skating from right to left to start the second period here at the Sanford Center in Bemidji. You can follow Paul Bunyan Hockey online, PaulBunyanHockey.com. They're also on Twitter as well, at PBIHT, with all your score updates. Egan has finally hit the ice. They are to my left. As Ryan Manzella was scratching up his crease. And we are about to start our second period. 17 minutes on the clock here for the Blue Ox Championship game. Earlier this morning in our first game of the full day of activity here at the Sanford Center was the Wayzata Trojans beating Superior Spartans 6-3 in the Headwaters bracket. In that consolation game, it was Bismarck White defeating Virginia 4-2. That game, those games being played over at the Bemidji Community Arena. And our faceoff down at center, won by Egan. Dylan Woodward had taken the opening faceoff. Driven deep into East Grand Forks territory. Centering pass came from the near wall. Fire! Picked up now again by Egan at the back wall. Stocker will clear. We try to clear. He's kept in there briefly. And East Grand Forks carries it in. Schmiedeberg into the near corner. Egan drives it back to the blue line. Saved there by Wojtke, who kept it alive. And a shot clanked off the post by Trey Osmus. That was driven from the middle of the blue line. East Grand Forks trying to shove that one past Ryan Manzella with no luck. The Blue Ox Bracket brought to you by Turtle River Chop House, Cabin Coffee House and Cafe, and Bar 209 here in Bemidji. The three owned by a single family, and good food at all three places. If you haven't been to any of them, get yourself over. My personal favorite is Bar 209. But the Turtle River Chop House with some great sushi. I can't remember what night it is, but they've got all-you-can-eat sushi on one night of the week, I believe. I want to say it's like Mondays or Wednesdays. Maybe it's Wednesdays. And then the Cabin Coffee House and Cafe has been a staple in downtown Bemidji for quite a while. They've got great sandwiches and fresh salads and delicious espresso and coffee drinks. They are proudly sponsoring this Blue Ox bracket here. Long headman pass out of the zone. Was intended for Brock Magnell. It was intercepted. Egan will drive it right back into the offensive zone. Tollefson collects it at the back wall for East Grand Forks. Drives it back behind the net of his goaltender. Now Overgaard will try to clear. His pass to Stocker. Stocker's pass sent up the ice and icing called against East Grand Forks. 14-10 to play here in the second, 2-0. Inside East Grand Forks territory. EGF trying to break it out. Egan with the big play there. Leighton Olson keeps it alive at the blue line, drives it into the left circle. It's intercepted. And Trey Osmus will carry it out. And up the ice he goes over all three lines. Osmus inside the left circle. His shot taken was blocked there by Gus Gleick. Another shot. Glove save made. Osmus put that one right to the glove. A left-handed or a left glove grab there by Manzella. 13-36. These Grand Forks with the puck again. Lockenmeyer, or excuse me, Schmiedeberg. Back to the blue line, Osmus. He'll wind up. Bouncing puck out in front. Nice big defensive work. Getting the initial save was Manzella, but he got some huge help there from Olson. And Martin. Martin again with the block. Pad save made by Manzella. Egan still unable to clear. It was kept in there by Osmus on the near side of the blue line. Lackenmeyer able to clear out to neutral ice. Egan's going to try to change up some of their skaters. Nice pressure there by Lackenmeyer. Schmiedeberg carries it to the left corner of Egan territory. He gets poke checked off of it by Lackenmayer. Driven along the near wall. Out to neutral ice. Up the ice. Here comes Egan's Gavin Goyle. Goyle over to the far wall. He got kind of bumped off of the original play. He was headed straight up the ice. Wasn't able to... He got bumped off of his track there by a couple of East Grand Forks players. Now EGF will break out of their zone. Here comes Osmus. He's going to peel off for a change. Leave the puck for Seidel. Nothing. Our score with 11:09 to play here in the second period. East Grand Forks with the lead. Both goals scored in the first 1:51 of the hockey game. Blue Ox Championship bracket game here on PaulBunyanHockey.com, courtesy of RP Broadcasting and the Beaver Radio Network. A tripping call. Unfortunately, Gus Gleick knew he was guilty as he looked over at the ref as he got his stick underneath the legs of Brock Magnell. That is their first penalty they've been called for here this morning, almost afternoon, here in this Blue Ox. They were scored on shorthanded during their own power play. And now Egan tries to clear, but they kept in there into Egan territory. Oh, what a shot. That one came from the bottom of the right circle off the stick of Schmiedeberg. Schmiedeberg with the puck again right up the slot. Actually, that was Stocker. Stocker found that one blocked out in front by Eric Picha. Egan able to clear it up the ice. East Grand Forks will drive it back into the offensive zone. Puck collected there by Egan's Nicholas Cron. He'll carry it into East Grand Forks territory. Send it to the left corner. Got lost an edge there. Good pressure by Egan there on the penalty kill. Back up the ice, Trey Osmus. Osmus tries to make a move, a shot. Big save made by Ryan Manzella. Still 2-0, 38 seconds left on the power play for East Grand Forks. Another pad save. East Grand Forks trying to send a barrage of shots. That one again blocked by Picha. Austin had gotten a shot off, and that one sailed wide over to the far corner now along the near wall. Picked up by Lizakowski. Oh, wow. Lizakowski try to go up the shelf again. Both teams back to full strength up the ice. Here comes Egan back the other way. Wedward. Wedward, a tall kid. His shot sails wide of the net of Polstow. Now tied up along the near wall. DeMarche drove that one toward the net. Another save. Picked up by East Grand Forks. Tollefson will clear it out to center. Got tangled up underneath a couple of skaters. Now broken out by Gleick. Wedward goes off for a change. Had driven the puck down low. Shot driven aside by Manzella. Nice play by Egan. Up the ice came Alex Lackenmeyer. A breakaway for Egan. They get on the scoreboard a 2-1 lead for East Grand Forks. As Egan cuts that 2-0 lead into half.
At the 9:57 mark of the second period, Egan goal scored by number 8, Alex Lackenmeyer, unassisted. Lackenmeyer, unassisted.
There have been 3 unassisted goals here this Blue Ox championship game. 2 by East Grand Forks and now 1 by Egan. A couple of big breaks by both teams' defenses created some unassisted goals and breakaways. A scrum out in front of the net of the Egan goal. Manzella came up with some huge saves there. East Grand Forks will break out of their zone. On his side, he clears the puck. And unfortunately, a penalty coming up for Egan. But from his side, Trey Osmus was hauled down by Dylan Wedward on that play. And somehow Osmus still got the pass off after he got hauled down. Unfortunately, it was turned over to Egan.
At the 10:57 mark of the second period, a 2-minute minor penalty has been assessed to Egan's number 10, Dylan Wedward, for tripping.
Tripping the call. East Grand Forks
Wedward
goes on the power play. 5:55 to play here in the second period. 2-1 East Grand Forks. Egan cut the lead in half just moments ago at the 9:57 mark. Alex Lackenmeyer's goal that got Egan back on into this hockey game. East Grand Forks cycling the puck here on this power play inside the right circle. Shot taken by Vatnestahl. I believe that was Vatnestahl. Back to the blue line for Osmus. He's going to wind up and fire a shot and a blast. Oh my goodness. It literally hit the bottom padding inside the net and bounced right back out. What a blast from the blue line by Osmus. Wow. Power play goal for East Grand Forks.
At the 11:56 mark of the second period, the power play goal for East Grand Forks scored by number 9, Trey Osmus. unassisted. Hospice unassisted.
4:56 left here in the second period. 3-1 East Grand Forks. And at the blue line, the puck will go sailing out of play into the Egan bench. Collected out at neutral ice by Egan's Eric Picha. Driven back into the offensive zone. Intercepted there by Tollefson. East Grand tries to break out of their zone. Nice little tapper found the stick of Stocker. Stocker and Magnol. Magnol's pass just behind his skates. Egan will intercept and carry it out of the zone. Up the ice. Comes DeMarche. He'll skate all the way around to the back wall. Has the puck stolen. And East Grand Forks will come away with it. Headman pass, breakout of East Grand Forks territory. Stocker fires that one from the bottom of the left circle, and it's gloved and held onto by Manziel. Manzella. Our score, 3:40 to go here in the second period. Blue Ox Championship game, the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament, and right from the top of the left circle, another blast by East Grand Forks. Trey Osmus. I usually don't say this, but I'm going to. This tournament has produced quite a few great college Division I players.
13:43 of the second period. East Grand Forks goal scored by number 9, Trey Osmus, assisted by number 19, Seth Ocker. Osmus from Ocker.
It's also produced quite a few NHL players. We'll talk about them coming up. But Osmus, he's got a heck of a shot for a peewee. I wouldn't be surprised if we heard his name in about 6-7 years or more. And Osnes with the hat trick. Caught the rebound out in front of Manzella and went backhanded. Upper shelf. Usually see those in the college game. Very impressed. Again, Osmus. With 3:02 left.
At 13:58 of the second period, East Grand Forks number 9, Trey Osmus, scores his hat trick goal unassisted. Osmus unassisted with the hat trick.
Wow. That's all I'm going to say. Wow. Don't be surprised if we don't see his name in a couple years. Playing high school and college, maybe someday pro. But this tournament has produced quite a few pros along the way. Some of the players that have come through this tournament include Grant Patalny. You might remember him. He played for the University of Minnesota and then was drafted by the Ottawa Senators. He is a full-time assistant coach for the University of Minnesota. Ryan Patalny, also drafted by Philadelphia. Patalny is currently playing for the Edmonton Oilers. Joe Motzko, a Bemidji native. He's a member of the 2007 Stanley Cup champion Anaheim Ducks. He played right here at this tournament. There's quite a few others that have been part of this tournament as well for many, many years. I have to look back on some of my older Paul Bunyan media guides, but it's been some fun games. Now Trey Osmus with a hat trick for East Grand Forks makes it a 5-1 hockey game with 2:34 to play here in the second. It's the Blue Ox Championship. East Grand with the puck inside the offensive zone. Osmus with the pass into the corner. Finds Lizakowski. Egan tries to clear, turns the puck over. Puck checked off of the stick of Schmiedeberg. East Grand will chase it over to the near half boards. Now into the corner. Again, Lizakowski. Broken free. And Egan. Nice pass. Up the ice. Here comes Lackenmeyer alongside Mason. Lackenmeyer drives that one just wide through the crease. And East Grand Forks will get it back. Schmiedeberg carries it in on the left wing side to the bottom of the goal line. Now back behind the net of Manzella. Manzella still between the pipes despite giving up a 5-1 lead. And as I look at their roster, he is their only goalie, I believe. He is. So Manzella hopefully can regroup. He had a great first period. Made 12 saves. Gave up 2 goals. But still looked pretty solid. Egan finally got on the scoreboard here at the 9:57 mark.
1 minute remaining in the period.
1 minute left here in this second period. 5-1 our score, East Grand Forks. A hat trick by Trey Osmus. He's been basically the storyline of the second period. All 3 goals scored. A natural hat trick. Back behind the net of Holstow. Backhanded shot taken there by Wedward. Puck sits loose out in front of the crease. Egan trying to get another goal here with 8 seconds left. Lift high out to neutral ice. Egan will get it back. And 3 seconds left. Puck sails toward the net. Selected there by Justin Overgaard. And that'll do it for period number 2. 5-1 our score, East Grand Forks. We'll take a break and thank a number of our sponsors for being part of our broadcast here this morning. Afternoon now. We'll get you caught up on all the scores and some stats here coming up in our intermission.
McDonald's of Bemidji would like to welcome all the teams, families, and fans of youth hockey to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament this weekend. McDonald's invites you to stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner while spending time in Bemidji at one of their 2 locations. McDonald's is a proud supporter of youth hockey and wishes all the players the best of luck as you compete in the tournament this weekend. Good luck to all the players this weekend from McDonald's.
Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Commercial Refrigeration encourages all the young hockey players playing in the tournament this weekend to follow the principles of good teamwork, fair play, and fun. They welcome all of those who are in town for the tournament. Higgins Heating is Bemidji's premier Lennox dealer since 1946 and handles the best in heating and cooling system for both commercial and residential needs. For quality products and professional service, call Higgins Heating of Bemidji.
The Coca-Cola Bottling Company welcomes everyone to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament and wishes the best to all the teams playing this year. We proudly support our youth hockey program and the Bemidji Youth Hockey Association for all the hard work they do to help young players learn the fundamentals of hockey, promote teamwork, and fair play. We hope that all of our visiting teams have the opportunity to enjoy the area and the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola. Good luck from everyone at Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Bemidji.
Welcome back. Third period about to get started here as we drop the puck. 5-1 East Grand Forks leads after two. A hat trick by Osmus. And Egan trying to get on the board. Ooh. Collected by East Grand Forks goaltender, Colstow. And luckily, one of his defenders was there to help. East Grand Forks drives the puck back into the offensive zone. Egan will break out. Off the ice, here comes Kron. Shot fired. Actually, it was Lackenmeyer. Fired a shot. It was a nice pad save made there by Colstow. Now Kron will keep it alive inside the offensive zone. His pass intercepted, however. And back up the ice comes Osmus. He'll carry it. Right circle. His pass broken up by Dylan Wedward of the Egan Wildcats. Second period stats. East Grand Forks outshot Egan 17-0 for a two-period total of 29-10 shots on net in favor of East Grand Forks. They lead 5-1. 15:38 to play in the hockey game. At the blue line, over guard. Shot taken and gloved and held onto by Manzella. Earlier today in the Headwaters Championship game, it was a 6-3 win by Wayzata over Superior. In the consolation game, it was Bismarck White defeating Virginia 4-2. Coming up after our Blue Ox bracket will be the Lumberjack bracket between Minot and Mound West Tonka. In the consolation championship, it'll be Bemidji versus Fargo Black. We'll keep you posted on all the scores. Of course, the consolation game for the Blue Ox is Bismarck versus Brainerd. We'll get that score coming up during game three of our broadcasts here today. East Grand Forks cycling the puck very well inside the offensive zone. Egan will finally break out of their zone. Carried in by Wilson Mason. He had it hit the back of his skates. Puck was stolen away. East Grand Forks overguard had tried to clear. It was kept in. Puck bounced right off of the chest of the goaltender, Colstow. And we get an injured player down over on the far wall. And I believe a penalty coming up against East Grand Forks. Number 17, Jonah Tollefson, for a check. Actually, a trip. And getting up a little gingerly was Nicholas Kron. He's not putting much pressure on that left foot, but he did make it to the bench. He's going to sit.
2 minutes for tripping. Tollefson, 2 minutes tripping.
And now that'll be the second penalty that East Grand Forks has been called for here this afternoon. Keep wanting to call East Grand Forks the Green Wave. They are just the East Grand Forks Pee Wee A team. I'm guessing they wouldn't mind if I called them the Green Wave. That's what their high school mascot is there in East Grand Forks. Egan on a power play for a minute 30. They're still struggling to get the puck into the offensive zone. Poke check right back into Egan territory by Caleb Schmiedeberg. Now Egan with some speed up the ice. Here comes Gus Gleick. Blake gets bumped off of it. Stolen by Finley Lizakowski briefly. Egan will get the puck back. Shot taken top of the left circle by Gavin Goyle. Stopped there by the goalie. East Grand Forks able to clear it up the ice. Charlie Harms collected it from his goaltender. Sent it ahead. Found Wilson Mason. Mason, left circle. They'll skate around along the near wall. And that one's going to get away from Lackemeyer at the blue line. He'll get it back, though. Lackemeyer winds up and fires that one. Blocked. Osmus drives it all the way up the ice. He actually drove it around the boards from the near side all the way around the boards up the ice. That's how hard of a shot that kid has. He's got an incredible strength for, what are they, 12? 11, 12-year-olds? Unbelievable. 12:30 to play here in the hockey game. 7 seconds left on the extra attacker for Egan as they try to get something going here. Instead, it's flung back into their zone by Landon Wojtke. Egan back to full strength. Nice pass right through the slot. A shot taken. It bounces high over the head of Colstow. It was Leighton Olson. Another shot comes in as Lackenmeyer skated it from the corner. Both shots just coming too high. Both Olson's and Lackenmeyer's. Now Lackenmeyer again drove that through the slot, was looking for his teammate Goyle. Collected by Gleick. And a final score from the BCA. The Bismarck Red Team defeats Brainerd 8-2 in the Blue Ox consolation. And they're going to wave off a goal here. Say Manziel covered it. 5-1 our score here. 11:18 to play. So another score to report. Like I said, the Blue Ox consolation game. It's been a good day for those Bismarck teams. Both of them winning their consolation round games. In their brackets, Bismarck White defeating Virginia earlier 4-2. Bismarck Red defeating Brainerd 8-2. Both games at the Bemidji Community Arena over next door to the high school. A beautiful new facility high school team plays in. Almost halfway through the third period, still a 5-1 lead for East Grand Forks. A hat trick by Trey Osmus were the last three goals scored by the green team. Inside their own zone, East Grand Forks will break out. Nice pass to Schmiedeberg. Schmiedeberg tried to find the shot, short angled, got bumped off the play. Nice work by Eric Pisha. Now Egan's Michael DeMarche drives the puck down low. He's going to peel off for a change. Kron will chase it. Good news that he's back out there. Wedward looks for the pass to his left for Olson. Puck was intercepted briefly and sent out of the zone. At the back wall behind the net of Colstow, the East Grand Forks team with a long headman pass. That one finds Schmiedeberg. Schmiedeberg all along slides that one right through the five hole. And Schmiedeberg puts that one past Manzella. 6-1 East Grand Forks. with 9:14 left to play here.
That's a 7:46 mark of the third period. East Grand Forks goal scored by number 8, Caleb Schmiedeberg, assisted by number 9, Trey Osmus. Schmiedeberg from Osmus.
Osmus with his fourth point of the day. It's only the second goal out of 7 goals scored that have had assists here today. Get a penalty as I was writing down my scoring. East Grand Forks. Ooh. We're going to switch those up. Headed to the penalty box was Landon Whitekey. Then they told him, no way, get out. I don't know what they're still trying to sort this out. And they're actually giving a penalty to Egan's Nicholas Cron. That's their third penalty called here today. This second game, penalties have been low, few and far between. They've also been pretty even. East Grand Forks able to keep the puck out of their zone. It'll be flung up the ice by Gage Seidel.
At 8:07 in the third period, a 2-minute minor penalty has been assessed to the Egan Wildcats, number 9, Nicholas Cron, for holding. Cron, 2 minutes of holding.
Of those three Egan penalties, East Grand Forks was able to score a power play goal. East Grand Forks has served 2 penalties here today. And on one of those, they scored shorthanded. So a couple of special teams goals by East Grand Forks here today, a shorty and a power play goal. And now Seidel with the puck. Drives it to the near wall for Stocker, back to the blue line. Tollefson winds up. That just misses wide. East Grand Forks actually on the penalty kill. Looking like they're on a power play. And they put the penalty up on the wrong side of the scoreboard, I just noticed. That's what was throwing me off. I'm like, Egan's in the penalty box. East Grand Forks is on the power play. Oh, brother. It's been kind of sort of one of those days. East Grand Forks shot came right out in front by Zachary Stocker. He scored the second goal for this Blue Ox championship game. Puck came off the back wall, centering pass to the blue line.
Both teams full strength.
And Egan back to full strength. There we go. Now we're back to a scoreboard I can figure out. 6-1. East Grand Forks leading Egan here. And actually, Egan had a pretty good first period after those two goals were scored. The latter 15 minutes were pretty good. Actually, there was about up until the halfway mark of the second period. Egan looked really good because then they scored, got on the scoreboard, and then East Grand Forks was able to knock a few more in there late in that second period. 6-1 with 6:06 to play. Headman pass comes out of the zone. Carried into Egan territory by Nathan Ashari. This shot's driven wide over to the left corner. Egan will collect it. Wedward clears it out to center. Picked up there by Seth Ocker. Ocker carries it in. Right circle, a shot. Oh, going glove side. That one just sent high and over the head of Ryan Manzella. Now Egan, little tapper. Nice play. Going on to his belly. was Wilson Mason. Just couldn't put that one away. Looked almost like he got lifted off of his skates. Didn't call anything. Hard to tell. He might have just lost an edge. Gavin Goyle carries the puck back into the offensive zone. Shot taken by his teammate Cron. And unfortunately it was blocked and up the ice. Back the other way. Here comes Schmiedeberg. Schmiedeberg tries to make a move. And Manzella comes up with a big play, and then the net goes off of its post. 4:52 left in the hockey game. I think East Grand Forks thought they were going to get a power play out of that deal. And no interference was called. Just a good play by the goalie. Had man pass back into the zone. Shot fired by Schmiedeberg again. Into the corner. Battle for the puck with a couple of skaters. Now Egan will get it back. Leighton Olsen carries it up the ice over all three lines. Tried to put it through the legs of Whitekey. Got stopped there. Shot comes off the stick of Olsen. Sails wide. Collected at the back wall by Whitekey of East Grand Forks. Tapped aside. Schmiedeberg comes up with it. He'll send it ahead. Tapped up the ice. They wave off icing. Nice play there by Adam Gottnestahl. He just got over the red line and got it off his stick and deep into the zone. Now Egan back inside the offensive zone. Stolen right off the stick of one of the East Grand Forks players. Shot taken there by Michael DeMarche, just missing wide. 3:40 to play, 6-1 our score. East Grand Forks leading Egan here in the Blue Ox Championship game. Picked up by East Grand Forks, Trey Osmus. He's got a hat trick and an assist today. And his long pass, just too far, and icing is called against East Grand Forks. You're listening to the Paul Bunyan International Youth Hockey Tournament here on paulbunyanhockey.net, or .com, excuse me, and courtesy of Beaver Radio Network, home of the Bemidji State University Beavers. Kelly Schultz with you here this afternoon. Enjoying a full day of Pee Wee A hockey. One of the best tournaments. Nice stop there by Manzel. What a play. Zachary Stocker came racing up the ice on the left wing side, made a move out in front, and Manzel stacks his pads, stops him cold in his tracks. Manzel has really had a good game despite the 6 goals given up. He's made some saves when needed to, especially on those breakaways. East Grand Forks has had quite a few of them. East Grand Forks with the puck inside the offensive zone, driven around to the back wall. Now Egan trying to clear. Shot comes in from the blue line by Overgaard. That one was stopped by Manzella. Manzella's had 29 shots in the first two periods, or saw 29 shots in the first two periods. Now Egan with the puck. Lockenmeyer had his angle cut off. Trying to get the shot off. Egan will drive the puck down low. Picked up there by Charlie Harms and sent ahead. Got bumped off with the stick of Lockenmeyer. Now Harms keeps it alive on the near side of the blue line. He got pushed down. A penalty coming up against Justin Overgaard. Not sure if they're going to call that. And see if it was a... must be a check. 2:05 to play.
The 14:55 mark of the third period, a 2-minute minor penalty has been assessed to East Grand Forks. number 10, Justin Overgaard for roughing. Overgaard, 2 minutes, roughing.
That was that push at the blue line. Egan goes on a power play with the time on the clock about 5 seconds apart from the power play time. So a minute 46 left. Now a minute 40 left on the clock. A minute 35 left in the power play. East Grand Forks will steal the puck, and up the ice here comes Gage Seidel. Seidel over to the right-hand side to Finley Lizakowski. Egan with a shot. That's going to go high and out of play with a minute 16 left in the hockey game. 6-1 our score. East Grand Forks leading. Don't forget, you can email the booth. Let me know where you're listening from today. We'd love to hear from you. Oh, what a shot by Egan. On his knees, Wilson Mason puts that one, just taps it up and over a diving Elijah Colstow to make it 2 goals for Egan, 6 still for East Grand Forks. So a 6-2 lead for East Grand Forks, but Egan trying to battle back.
At 15:08, the third period, Egan Wildcats goal scored by number 14, Wilson Mason, assisted by number 5, Blake Olson, and number 2, Martin. 1 minute remaining in the third period.
At least Egan has not folded. They keep battling hard. Try to get this game back to a closer score. Considering their goalie has played pretty good. Both goalies have been fun to watch. Some of the saves that they make, you can tell they watch either a lot of NHL or college hockey. East Grand Forks' Elijah Colstow had to make a save there. Lost the puck underneath his skates and got some help there from a defenseman. Now Egan making a move out in front. A shot taken. Slid at the crease. Puck is still loose. Nobody knows where it is. There it is in the corner. And 10 seconds left here. Egan trying to get another goal here before time expires in this hockey game. 2 seconds left. Puck sits in the corner. And that's going to do it. 6-2. East Grand Forks wins this one. A hat trick by Trey Osmus. And we'll run through some of the scoring here. The first period, East Grand Forks scored 25 seconds in. It was Lizakowski, unassisted. Then at the 1:51 mark, Stocker put in a shorthanded goal on a Egan power play. East Grand Forks took advantage of that. And then Egan would strike and make it a one-goal game. Lackemeyer, unassisted at 9:57.
Congratulations to the East Grand Forks PWAs for their championship of the Blue Ox Division. Have the players line up on their respective blue lines for the presentation of the medals.
We'll send it back down to ice level for John Carlson's PA announcement of today's winners. The East Grand Forks PWAs win this one 6-2.
Number 5, Finley Lizakowski. Number 6, Landon Wojtke. Number 7, Zachary Stocker. Number 8, Caleb Schmiedeberg. Number 9, Trey Osmus. Number 10, Justin Overgaard. Number 11, Zachary Wildred. Number 12, Gage Seidel. Number 14, Nathan Offshery. Number 15, Brock Magnell. Number 16, Adam Vatnesdal. Number 17, Jonah Tollefson. Number 18, Samuel Frost. Number 19, Seth Ocker. And number 31, Elijah Polstow. Squirt escort, Alex Schaefer. Coaches for the East Grand Forks Peewees, Alex Robertson and Jason Hearn. Managers Lulu and John Seidel. Congratulations, East Grand Forks. Thank you, everyone. And our next game will be started at 12:30 for the Lumberjack Division Championship game.
Thank you. Again, our final score, 6-2, East Grand Forks over Egan. I already ran through part of our scoring. The East Grand Forks team got their third, fourth, and fifth goal off of Trey Osmus, a natural hat trick all in the same period. His first one was unassisted, second one was assisted by Ocker, and his third one unassisted at the 13:58 mark, or 13:58 into the hockey game, or into the second period. And then Schmiedeberg would score to make it 6-1. Egan would answer back late in that third period at 15:08. Mason from Olson and Martin. There you have it, your scoring. We take a break and come back. We will have our next bracket coming up. It is the Lumberjack bracket between Minot and Mound West Tonka here at the Sanford Center in Bemidji. I'm Kelly Schultz. Thanks for joining me for today's four-game championship series of the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament on paulbunyanhockey.com and also in courtesy of RP Broadcasting and the Beaver Radio Network.